Hello and welcome to the sixth in this series of 5-minute podcasts related to the topic of qualitative research and the early years learning environment. In this episode, I'm going to focus briefly on the views of Elliot Eisner in relation to educational research. A particularly useful source for finding out about Eisner's views, not just on research, but on a range of educational themes related to the role of creative arts within education, is his book Reimagining Schools, published in 2005. The main concepts in Eisner's arts-based paradigm for educational research are educational connoisseurship and educational criticism. Being a connoisseur of education is like being a connoisseur in any other area of life, for example, connoisseur of fine wines or a connoisseur of art. In each instance, connoisseurship involves informed perception in order to see in a more nuanced way, to be able to discriminate subtle differences. The following quote from Reimagining Schools helps put connoisseurship into perspective. "Good theory in education, as in art, helps us to see more. It helps us to think about more of the qualities that constitute a set of phenomena. Theory does not replace intelligence and perception and action. It provides some of the windows through which intelligence can look out onto the world." That's page 40. Eisner argued in favour of the artistry of teaching as ideographic activity within the unique and particular educational context and setting. From this point of view, Eisner's approach to research is rooted in the arts and focuses on the details and the specific qualities, compared to scientifically based research that seeks out patterns and generalisations, marginalises the particular, and engages in reductive oversimplification. Eisner's other main concept is educational criticism, which refers to the means of communicating the insights of connoisseurship. The four constituents of educational criticism are a description, which includes the thick descriptive detail typical of qualitative research, interpretation, evaluation, and thematics. The analogy of temperature is useful here. Whereas more scientifically based research records and reports the temperature, arts-based educational criticism seeks to communicate the heat, and it does this using impressionistic and metaphoric language. And this leads to some of the tensions inherent to this form of arts-based educational research. For example, the value and role of imagination contrasted with referential precision, and aesthetics versus verisimilitude. These are challenging issues, but Eisner starts to convey the value of larger-than-life characters and vivid factional accounts when he says, again from Reimagining Schools, "The material presented is more evocative than denotative, and in its evocation it generates insight and invites attention to complexity." With this in mind, I'd like now to read a poem that I wrote inspired by a visit to an early year setting, to a reception class. For me, the poem conveys some of the heat from the visit rather than measuring the temperature. The poem is also evocative in that it conveys a good sense of engagement with activities and movement around the class, actually two classes, that I experienced during the afternoon. The poem also draws attention to classroom areas and transitional spaces. Visit to a reception class. Functional, purposeful, colourful, inside and out and calm. Standing in the doorway, sleeves concealing hands, looking out. Hands in pockets, wandering about. And we're not moving, staying with the blocks, staying with the towers. And now we're just together, sitting on a chair, on the seat and arm. No, wait, I'm crawling over there, I'm back again, into the winding train. Staying with the writing, staying with the sand. Egg timer held in on head, and action man in hand, waving sleeves and flapping sleeves fun, hanging round the areas, jumping up and skipping. Tidy up time, music, now the day is done. Okay, I think that's about 5 minutes, so look forward to the next episode, focusing on another aspect of qualitative research and the early years learning environment.